You and your team deserve a verbal bouquet. A really large one, right, church? I go to a lot of programs, and this one certainly needs to be broadcast worldwide. God is good. Thank you for being here. I'm glad you chose us today to share this ministry with, and we want you to come back. And for the part that our church plays, even though it's small in supporting financially Learning Tree Elementary School, we feel like that investment is well spent and well managed. And thank you and your team for all you do and for being here today. And we want you to come back. I want to speak today to these young people. I've got something I want to talk about, and I'm not sure that I can address it in the most appropriate way. I'm not even sure I'm the right person to do this. But if I fail, it will not be the first time that I've bombed out. Sometimes a sermon or a message just doesn't come across the way that I want it to. But sometime this week, I don't remember which day, but I began to feel the message that I wanted to share and the direction that I wanted to take our message this morning. But I feel like I really need God's help to be able to do this. I titled this "An Adventist Truth Neglected." And it's the purpose of Adventist education to train the student three ways: physically, mentally, and spiritually. And we are very strong in supporting education that way. And on the spiritual side, when the young people come to church, we support what the school is doing. We are a team. And in reality, it is supposed to be the home and the church and the school together, teaching the same values. And in that regard, we prepare children for the kingdom. What I feel we have neglected, at least from my end and from the church side, and maybe even when I was parenting my three children, we taught our kids how to pray. For instance, we had worship in the evening, and there was a time I knew all of the Uncle Arthur bedtime stories and several other stories too. There were occasions when I would be reading a story to one of the kids or maybe a couple, and I would be tired and I would just skip a couple of pages. Have you ever done that, parent? But they would correct me. They would say, "Daddy, you skipped so-and-so." So I would go back. Hey, I'm human, okay? I'm human. We taught our kids to pray in the evening, and we prayed in the morning. They were coached into having a blessing on food before it was eaten. I'm sure at school in the morning, devotion and prayer was part of the routine. As it is in church, we are always praying. We pray in Sabbath school here. We pray in Sabbath school as we're dismissed. We pray back in the Sabbath school room. We have a prayer as we leave Sabbath school. We have prayers here in the church service. We have an opening prayer, congregational prayer, if you please. We have a closing prayer. So the ability to pray is not something that you young people are not getting. You are getting the idea that you are supposed to pray. What I feel like is neglected is what happens after we pray. And I know I've not been very strong in this, but as I've grown older, it's been part of what I have experienced. Because when you pray, and you young kids pray, I know you do. You may not spend as much time on certain topics as the older people do. Like, I used to pray that God would let my hair grow back. Hey, it's not happening. So I'm going to move on. People pray to gain weight. People pray to lose weight. People pray to make more money. People pray to be able to manage money. Oh, and here's a good one. We pray to feel better. Bill is here today. Bill, it's so good to see you. I mean that. But I want to focus today on our children that are here. What happens when you pray and you don't always receive what you are asking for? What happens then? I know this is important because I can name you probably a dozen young people today who once were part of the Adventist Fellowship, who because of experiencing, I will just say, complicated issues, but God could have answered what they asked for, what they prayed for. They did not receive it. And so now they are mad at God and they don't want to come to church. Spiritual in a sense, yes, but not really on fire for God and believing that he really cares for them. So my message today is for our students that are here, for our children that are here, and hopefully some adults will listen too a little bit. But when you pray and you do not receive what you are praying for, you are in a problem. I can show you today probably 15 Bible verses. I've got them right there in my HMS Richards Helps Bible, that God promises to answer your prayer, to give you what you ask for. The scripture reading that was read out of 1 John 5, it says that we believe he hears us and he will give us what we ask for. But in reality, God does not always give us what we ask for. Let me tell you a true story. There was a communion table in another church right here. I wasn't the pastor, but I know this to be a true fact. The pastor was speaking about how that God wants us to come to him and cast all of our care on him. You have heard that. You have probably experienced that. I have. I have shared with you the times I've come into this building and I kneel down right here, and I hope nobody's in the building listening, because I just cry out to God. And sometimes I literally cry. Lord, I'm weak. Take this from me. Pastor gave a wonderful message on spirituality and trusting God. When he came down to the end of his message, he made the appeal and he said, God is in this place today. God is listening, and you cannot weary God. He is not ever so tired that he will not listen to you. Put all of your joys, all of your sorrows before him. If there's anyone here today who is carrying a thought, a care, a burden, a trouble, a sorrow, a question that you would like to just give God, why don't you come up and kneel right here and pray, and God will hear your prayer. There was a boy in that group, 8 years old. His mother was getting a divorce, mother and father getting a divorce. His young heart was breaking. The pastor's words seemed to just give him hope and encouragement. I've talked to this man. He came up in the simplicity of an 8-year-old. in his own way, silently, but in the presence of others who had come up and others in the audience, in the presence of the Holy Spirit and the holy angels, in his prayer, he says, "Dear God in heaven, please don't let my mama and daddy get divorced. If it's my fault, please forgive me." I don't know all that he said in his prayer. But in his mind, it did not work. Now, you young people that are here today, if this has never happened to you, the world that you live in, it's so predictable, it will come to you. Are you with me, kid? What you pray for may not always turn out to be exactly what you are asking for. And my concern for you is, what do you do then? Because the teaching staff, the scriptures, the pastor, mom and daddy, everyone is telling you God's going to give you what you need. Now, please listen to me, kids. I want you to remember what you're hearing here today. Because God does not answer your prayer exactly the way you pray, does not mean something's wrong with you. It does not mean something is wrong with God. This is the truth that's neglected in our teaching. I want to open up the idea to everyone listening here today. When we pray to God and we pour out our heart to Him, regardless of if we are praising Him, if we are thanking Him, if we are confessing, or if we are asking a petition, if we are asking God to do something, and it does not come about exactly that way, there needs to be some idea. There needs to be something to keep us encouraged and uplifted when it seems like everything is going the other way. This example that I'm talking about this morning, as he got up from his knees and he went back, he has said that he believed God heard his prayer and God would answer his prayer. But today, as a grown man, he does not value church. He does not value the scripture, because he believes that when he prayed there and asked God to bless his mother and father, that God did not honor what he asked. Now, I'm telling you, kids, there's a lot of things that come into our lives that you will pray for, and God does not answer exactly the way that you want him to. And I don't want you to give up on God. The mind of God it's hard to figure out. You will never fully understand God. But this one thing you can do, now listen to me. You can trust that whatever happens, God is doing that because of his love for humanity. God is answering your prayer in the best possible way that he can. It's hard for adults sometimes to understand this. I don't understand it. I'm teaching something I don't fully understand. Thursday morning at Gordon Hospital, a little after 6 o'clock, I was there. This man died. Family prayed, "Lord, please bless him. Please heal him. Don't let him die." He dies. It doesn't mean God has abandoned that family. But there's some truth in here neglected that we're not teaching our kids, that we're not keeping before our adults. Surely to goodness, people, God is doing all he can to help us and bless us. And he is working within whatever restrictions he has. I don't understand it all. But I do understand enough to tell you, don't give up when through human eyes and human thinking it seems that God is against you or your family or your situation. You hang in there. Whatever happens in your life, don't give up on God. You cling to Him. You cling to the promises of Scripture. The very promise that was read here today. Because Jesus lives, because you know that He lives, and because He's living, you come boldly before the throne of grace in time of need, and He will help you. He may not give you exactly what you want at that time, Esther. But God is not neglecting you. He's not turning His ear away from you. And if you stay with Him just a while, it's not going to be long until Jesus comes. The heavens open wide. Every prayer of confession and redemption and plea, every prayer that comes from a contrite heart, every prayer that comes from the person who understands the words, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to thine own understanding, all that comes together. And I promise that you will be so glad, so you will be so grateful that you have not turned your back on God and that you have served Him and lived for Him under all situations and all circumstances. May God help us today to trust God. And for you young people that are here, we love you. This church loves you. Jesus Christ loves you. He died for you, and He's coming back to take you to a place where you never have to worry about anything again.